From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. president defends his Iran agreement. Barack Obama says the Iran nuclear accord represents the world's best means of ensuring that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon. He told a White House news conference the pact cuts off every single path for Iran to build an atomic bomb.
It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon, which would only make the other problems that Iran may cause even worse.
Mr. Obama faces wide opposition to the pact, mainly from Republicans. The Greek parliament has approved a package of tough reforms demanded by the country's creditors. In a vote that was taken early Thursday morning, 229 lawmakers voted in favor of the measure and 64 against. The ruling Syriza party was able to pass the bill with support from pro-European opposition parties. Earlier, anti-austerity demonstrators threw Molotov cocktails at police guards in front of the parliament building. The leader of the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan has endorsed negotiations with the Kabul government and foreign countries to seek an end to the 14-year-old war. A statement by Taliban leader Mullah Omar Wednesday offered an unprecedented defense of the recent engagement with Afghan and foreign peace negotiators. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say gunmen stormed the town of Mainok on Monday and killed at least 30 people. The gunmen set fire to hundreds of houses, and one report said some of the dead were burned beyond recognition. Late on Tuesday, gunmen attacked the village of Warsala on the border between Borno and Yobe states. A resident of the village says 15 people were killed. This is VOA News. A group of human rights organizations has urged U.S. President Barack Obama to use his upcoming trip to Kenya to press the government to improve its human rights record. Human Rights Watch released a letter Wednesday on behalf of 17 rights organizations, which said the organizations are concerned that Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is undermining Kenya's constitution and its commitment to international human rights laws under the pretext of promoting national security and combating terrorism. Meanwhile, the U.S.-based Committee to Protect Journalists has released a report on what it calls the deteriorating climate for press freedom in Kenya. Hillary Hewler reports.
The report, released Wednesday, paints a bleak picture of Kenya's media, long considered the most robust in East Africa. It documents cases of journalists being beaten, arrested, and intimidated for their work, especially outside the capital, Nairobi. CPJ's Tom Rhodes says that since Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta came to power 2 years ago, journalism has become a more dangerous profession. Hillary Hewler, Nairobi.
Ukrainian officials say 8 soldiers have been killed and 16 wounded in fighting between government forces and pro-Russian rebels. The death toll released Wednesday was the highest one-day toll in more than a month. A truce signed by Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany requires both sides to withdraw heavy weapons from the line of fire, but violations are regularly reported on both sides. Pro-government militiamen in southern Yemen have made major gains in the strategic southern port city of Aden in the past 24 hours. Edward Uranian reports.
Southern militiamen, supported by the Saudi-led coalition, traded fire with Houthi rebel fighters in several districts of the strategic port city of Aden. Witnesses say Houthi fighters have been driven out of key parts of the city, including the port, international airport, and a number of government buildings. A southern commander told Arab media the Houthis had been pushed back on 2 fronts in the north of Aden and to the east of the city. He indicated fighting was continuing in the southernmost crater district. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The U.S. space agency NASA is releasing photos from its New Horizons mission that show icy mountains on the surface of Pluto. Scientists have also revealed images that show remarkable new details of Pluto's moons, Hydra and Charon. The images were taken by the spacecraft as it sped past the dwarf planet on Tuesday. Mexican troops were deployed Wednesday in the municipality of Badira Guato, including the roads leading to La Tuna. That's the birthplace of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Officials are trying to recapture him following his recent escape from prison. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.